Well, howdy. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining me again as we continue to read through Scripture together. We have finished the book of Romans, and so we are going to dive back into the Old Testament and continue to make our way through the minor prophets, and we are now going to go through the book of Joel, one of the wonderful prophets there in the Old Testament. And really, the book of Joel was written, and the prophecy was given by Joel, the son of Pethuel. Joel was a temple prophet in Jerusalem, and the Lord called him to prophesy against Judah for their many sins. And in particular, we're going to see here right from the beginning of the book that he dives right in and he begins to talk about the devastation that they have endured from locusts, as well as a coming army of the Lord that will come against them if they do not repent and turn to him in true faith, where they would be delivered. But he begins here in talking to the people, and we'll actually see him address a couple of different groups here in the chapter regarding their situation and what has happened. So let's dive into the scripture together. This is Joel chapter 1, hear now the very word of God. The word of the Lord that came to Joel the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children and their children another generation. What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep. And wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a fierce lion. He has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn who minister to the Lord. The field is wasted, the land mourns, for the grain is ruined, the new wine is dried up, the oil fails. Be ashamed, you farmers, wail, you vine dressers. For the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine has dried up, and the fig tree has withered, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day! For the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Is not the food cut off from before your eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed shrivels under the clods. Storehouses are in shambles. Barns are broken down, for the grain has withered. How the animals groan! The herds of cattle are restless, because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep suffer punishment. O Lord, to you I cry out, for fire has devoured the open pastures, and a flame has burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field also cry out to you, For the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's holy word. Indeed, quite a devastating and dire picture that Joel has described and painted, and that the people have experienced, even as he calls them to mourn and weep, because he knows, and they needed to know, that this was from the hand of God as judgment against them and their sin. Well, join me next time as we continue through this great prophet in chapter 2. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Take care. We'll see you then.